We back.
What's up with all these chat niggas, man?
That's what we're gonna start our conversation off with.
Chat niggas.
A spade's a spade. You said she fat. She fat! Fuck. Tired of sparing niggas' feelings.
Yeah, we live, nigga. Shout out to Instagram, B, so niggas know who you are.
I'm
gonna shout out to Facebook.
Oh, let's just get it. At me at Fresh Out Your Mama Draws.
Y'all can at me at Pearl Gang 300. You know what I mean? The comments don't hurt. Y'all niggas pussy.
They got a fake page.
They ain't no fake page. That's my real live Instagram. Speaking of spades and speed, why do we still accept Kanye for all of his bullshit?
And Kanye's out.
Kanye ain't out.
No. I mean, he ain't no god MC to me.
So do we trade Meek? Do we trade Kanye for Meek?
What do you mean? Meek was never out.
Nah, well, Meek was booked. And then as soon as Meek comes home and now Kanye's like off the rails. It's like,
I mean, Kanye been off the rails. But, you know, that's yeah. Ye off the yeah.
You gotta talk to the microphone, bro.
Nigga, ye be off the yeah.
Ye be off the yeah.
I still ain't listening to that Chris Brown and that, the fuck?
Joyner Lucas?
Joyner Lucas, shit.
Anybody listen to Joyner faggot ass Lucas?
Sure. You remind me of Joe Buttons.
No. Get the fuck out of here. He said you remind me of Joe Buttons.
In all actuality, he's nicer than Joe Buttons. Mm-hmm. You want to keep it a billion.
I bet I would say.
I'm just saying.
It was a funny joke, you know?
Nah, that nigga Joe nice.
Yeah.
Nah, he nice.
Game did wash.
Who doesn't game wash besides 50?
Nah, he washed
50. He did wash 50.
He washed 50.
He washed 50.
He washed the whole G-Unit.
What is game doing right now? What is anybody in G-Unit doing right now besides 50?
I mean, musically wise, I mean, he's doing more than 50.
I would say musically, yeah, but like, in the grand scheme of things, is he really making money?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, I mean, money is money, but to us.
Yeah.
But I mean, to them, is you really fucking with 50? I don't think so.
I mean, he had like powers. I mean, it's his show, but it's not like his show, bro.
It is his show. He's the executive producer.
Yeah, but that's why he was arguing with the niggas about when they was gonna put it out or not. But it was his show. He's
speaking of power, I just saw the trailer last night. That shit was hard, B. Raina's actually dead. And they're gonna turn on Drake.
My nigga Drake, Andre, the realest nigga in the show. He remind me of fucking Andre on Empire. Andre on Power remind me of Andre on Empire. Just that like quiet nigga that's scheming in his head.
This nigga you gotta watch.
The niggas you gotta watch.
He the op.
He ain't no op.
Can't trust the quiet nigga.
J.D. St. Patrick's the op.
No, James Patrick's the rat.
But so is Killer Cam. And he gets a pass, so why can't St. Patrick get a pass? Even though he's a fictional character.
Nah, Cam ain't really actually give no statements since this. I said he was just, you know.
Neither did Kanan.
Nah, he did.
I mean, neither did Jamie.
Yeah, he did. He got Kanan locked up.
Oh, no.
You're
right. He a rat.
They making it cool to rap now. Everybody want to be Goose.
Chill. Everybody want to be Goose.
Not enough Thomas. Too many Ghosts.
There don't need to be enough Thomas. This world will be in chaos. That's like saying there's not enough old dogs. There's not enough old dogs.
Too many Canes.
Too many Canes. Too many Canes, not enough old dogs.
That's fucked up. Both killers just kill for a different reason. One kill you just to stake you, and the other one kill you for a principle.
Right.
I feel sorry for your mama. Mama?
What's next on this motherfucking list?
I didn't even get to make a list. We was talking and shit. I was trying to think of a list real quick. We just freestyling, man. Episode 3, freestyle.
Off the top. Part of my push.
Off the top, man. So what else?
We're talking about this dirt that we flowing through the motherfucking inner city.
Oh, I was gonna get on Styles P bum ass album, but
oh, you didn't even listen to it.
I know.
You can't disrespect the God.
I mean, we gotta get the ratings.
Hold on, backpack. Since you know, technology is a motherfucker. We'll listen to one song off his joint.
We'll listen to a snippet. Yeah, I mean, encourage people to go see that album for themselves. Listen to it for themselves. So we'll listen to like 30 seconds to a minute. See what it's like. Is it trash? Or is it fire? What we do differently on this show is there is no gray area. Nigga, everything is black and white. Either it's hot or not.
Alright.
So you gonna pull up the hottest track? Did you already listen to it?
Nope.
Yeah, throw it in the mic a little bit.
Long time coming out the gate. Had to call the key. Whole squad waiting for a plate. Now it's time to eat. Heard them haters praying after fall, nigga. Extra clips when we go to war with a war. Staying on your shit, you gon' bubble up. When you on lit, you gon' double up. Heard them haters praying after fall, nigga. Extra clips when we go to war with a war. Stay on your shit, you gon' bubble up. We was all poor, but we squad, so we huddled up. If it ain't a bullet or the law, it don't trouble us. High doing dirt, but I'm hoping the Lord cover us. Uptown doing it, downtown doing it, out of state pursuing it. A cop or a shot from a Glock might ruin it. All I think about is who I drink this King Louis with.
My nigga. That shit was dope. What song is that? Styles P, G-Host?
Yeah, that's new album. Wow.
That shit was hot.
Yeah, a little something. Trying to keep up this new generation and shit.
You know what? I really feel though that shit was trash. I was just saying it was hot because of Styles. That shit was trash, me.
I mean,
that shit was trash, me. I would never re-listen to that album again.
Teacher's on.
Is it great music?
Better than most.
No, is it great music?
It's better than most.
Is it great music? Yes or no? The definition you gave me yesterday was great music is timeless. No. Something that you can bump. That's what you said yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. No,
because I was like, Tekashi makes great music.
No,
he was like, no.
I said, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm agreeing.
So is that great?
No.
All right, then. So it's trash.
It's not trash.
You're here to hear first.
No, it's not.
Round table. No. Part of my kush. Sorry, Styles. We ain't feeling it.
You can't rate it like that. You can't say it's a greater trash, man.
I mean,
it's good music.
It's good music.
It does have replay value. You heard one song in the snippet.
So I guess I'm a hypocrite. We do have great areas. It's good music.
It's good music. There's great music. There's good music. There's sometime music, and then there's trash music.
Alright.
Sure, so you should not give me my definition of
wait, so you said trash music, sometimes good.
No, sometime music. When you've been on the best shit, like sometime. Like,
sometime music.
Yeah.
Good music.
Yeah. And great music. So should I name like five artists that just make great music in that?
Yeah. Who fits in trash? Let's start there.
Trash music?
Yeah.
Lil Pump?
Lil Pump. Even though the fucking bull yesterday said that Lil Pump was one of the... No, you said yesterday that Lil Pump was one of the youngest niggas that was doing it. The flyest niggas that was doing it. Who said that?
I don't know. Probably the nigga that was on the phone.
Yeah, the other nigga on our podcast, Morning with Chris. Shout out to Morning with Chris. But, he said some fuck shit.
Yeah,
Lil Pump. Who else? Lil Uzi?
Nah.
Lil Uzi and Sometime nah, Music.
Lil Uzi and Sometime Music. Oh, but let me put the nigga the XXX nigga. He makes trash music.
XX Tecton?
Yeah.
Tecton, whatever the fuck his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. It's trash.
Yeah, XXX is trash. I can't even pronounce your name. You're trash, nigga.
You are.
Alright, let's go on Sometime Music. You said Lil Uzi.
Yeah, Lil Uzi.
I can bump Lil Uzi every now and then. I yeah, still play XO Tour Life every now and then.
Sometime. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Alright. 6ix9ine. Who makes good music?
Who makes nowadays? Good music. But that's not great, right?
Just yeah, it's not great. Music. It's good music.
Because
you say great music means Davies. Timeless. Okay.
And this is all rappers that are actually doing something right now. Or it's like them last.
Is Meek years. Making good music?
Meek makes good music.
So he's not great?
Nah, never.
So Meek's not legendary? All the shit that you see on the gram, Meek's a legend in the film?
Local. That's all local love.
Yo, that's not... Yo, chill. He said that's all local love. Yeah. You heard it here, Meek. He refuses to shout out his Instagram or Facebook. Not, but,
I mean, you'll see who's on the list of the great.
All right, who's doing it now? That's on the list of the greats.
Cole.
That makes timeless music. Cole.
Kendrick. If you just put K-Dot.
K-Dot.
Drake.
Drake, yeah.
And Wayne. I mean, I could switch it up, but
Wayne's been putting out garbage lately. Have you been seeing the singles that he's been dropping?
No.
I've been seeing the sporadic singles
he drops. He gives you a body of work for how you so spoon fed. You so used to Wayne. He gives you so much fucking so much good music.
Well, keep it up, nigga. Consistency is everything in this game.
No.
Yes, consistency is everything in this game.
Now when you put out as much music as he does, man, nigga. He's put out way more music than any of your favorite artists combined, man.
And that hurt him.
It doesn't hurt him, nigga.
Yes, because now, like you said, we are spoon fed, and that is the regular.
Exactly. So then you just get motherfucking Dedication 6, and then you just get Dedication 6 Reloaded.
Yeah, I know. He backed himself in that corner.
He didn't back himself in the corner, man. Like, what do you mean?
Because now niggas is always checking for Wayne.
Nah, bro. He just has enough music. That song that you probably heard, singing was old. It probably was old, man. Nigga. Nigga's a fucking...
You think he just releases his shit later?
I mean, he probably has no choice, man. We had that music. He probably forgot he made the song. Man. Oh, shit. Man, we're in 2018. And I mean, shit, 2016. This is the main future. Fucking gotta put it out. I mean... Fuck, yo, imagine when Wayne fucking decides to give his greatest hits, my nigga.
What, like on one album? It's all
no,
his
no,
greatest?
No. Like, you know, like when Pac died, his unreleased songs that we didn't hear from Pac, how he did it. Like, unreleased Wayne songs, you feel me? Like, but anyway, so what, that was 5. That gave you the great music.
Yeah, so that's good.
And I gave you what I gave you, who I said make good music. I gave you 2.
Yeah.
I gave you at least 2 more.
You don't need to. I mean, I get the gist of who makes good music.
Nah. Because it's like, you know, it sounds like this iffy, like, oh, you only listen to street artists. I got Meek and Davies up there.
I mean, who else?
That makes good music. Big Sean makes good music.
Big Sean makes trash music.
Terrible.
No, Big Sean makes sometime music.
No, he doesn't.
Man. Yes,
Big Sean makes good music. Sometime music, I would say, if you had to put another person down there, be like Chief Keef. Somebody like that, maybe. A fucking,
Nah, because I think Lil Uzi is way better than Chief Keef, so I wouldn't really. Chief Keef makes trash.
Either one of them, no, he doesn't mean trash music. Like, he has a classic album, right?
He's a street classic album. No, that shit was not platinum.
It went platinum.
We've been through this before, dog. It did not go platinum. Chief Keef had no platinum albums. It's a street classic. Hood niggas will always love that album.
He sold more than Lil Uzi.
I mean, Brad did. I personally feel as though Lil Uzi is better.
Chief Keef had more hits than Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. I definitely believe that.
Tekashi 6ix9ine got more hits than Lil Uzi.
How many hits does Uzi have?
I don't know. I mean, but that's the thing. From you know what them niggas had. You know what I mean? You gotta think about Uzi. feel me?
Yeah. So why do you have him in sometimes? If I have to really because think
he
about him. Some,
no, no, no. Because he doesn't make trash music. But the music that he did put out is some shit that you
so what makes Lil Pump in trash music?
Because he has one song. The rest of his music is fucking garbage. Feel me?
What one song is that?
Yeah, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. After that
oh,
shit,
that's Lil Pump?
Yeah, but after that, he's trash. Feel me? Rich Homie puts out good music. Young Thug puts out good music. You know what I mean? They could fall in that category with Meek Davies, Ace Boogie, fucking.
What about Future?
Future makes good music. He's not great. You know what I mean?
Future has some diamond. Some diamonds.
The designer has a diamond joint, but I mean, see, we're not checking for him.
I mean, we are.
Did you listen to his new album? By the way, it dropped today.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to listen to that. But, I'll get around to listening to Designer's new album. He said that he started to enunciate this shit better. And,
yeah, that was that Special Ed, No Child Left Behind shit. See, he's doing his AEI.
Hey, man, you from Brooklyn, man. You get it how you live out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about now. Isn't Brooklyn, like, all fancy and shit now?
Shit, not Best Eye, Best Eye in motherfucking Brownsville and all that shit. It's just like Philly, you know, they clean it. You know, or just like Richmond. They clean up, you know, where the white folks be at up nice and shit.
Right.
And they're comfortable for them when they gotta come to the inner city. But you know, the niggas. Our corner store is still the same corner stores.
So what do you think about Future?
I think he's trash.
Sheesh!
Say nah.
Nah, ain't no sight now. Nah. Ain't no take
he's
back.
He's not trash.
Well, I say he's trash. I jumped the top of my Maybach with the worst shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
I mean, no, we're getting fucked up. He has been putting out some trash shit lately. But you can't say he's trash.
How does that shit go? He starts like... Yeah,
that shit was trash.
Like, nigga, you are not Wayne. You cannot say anything and we'll just love it. Like, we judge you on a real nigga criteria. Like no. Fuck out of here. I wish I had a bell to give him the fuck out of here, bell.
Bow Wow's trash.
Bow Wow's not trash. Bow Wow has 20 years in this game. Like, and you just came out of nowhere and Bow Wow's trash. Like, you can't say that. Not on this show.
And his album is even up on YouTube, like.
Bow Wow, no, friend of the show. Come out here.
Robbie, bitch,
I'll fly you out here because I know you don't take no private jet.
You suck ass.
He's a suck ass nigga. Damn.
Where are you?
Where you about to go?
I'm about to use the bathroom, bitch ass nigga.
I can't pause this shit, nigga.
I don't pause it, my nigga. Continue.
And we're back.
Pardon my motherfucking kush.
So we was talking about Future, bitch ass.
Mm-hmm.
How that nigga don't pop Molly.
And how he on his latest 2K, you saw my sucking dick.
What?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Something about sucking dick.
Pause.
Right?
Pause.
That's what really made me lose, stop being a Future fan. I'm playing my 2K. I hear that shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm high, I'm tripping. And then it comes on another time.
Wait, what did he say?
Something about you only feel alive when you taste it.
Pause. Wait. Yo, I don't believe, bro. I think you kind of misheard that shit or something.
Nah, I mean, it's my song, man.
Yo, chill. We can't just be slandering niggas' names.
Nah, bro, nigga said shit, bro. You can YouTube it, my nigga. You got the TV right there. You got
the one. You only feel alive. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked with Diddy, right?
Diddy
done
got in his pants.
Diddy done got in his drawers.
Party with Diddy. You said, Future, when you gonna come party with me?
No, I mean like really party.
Like, you ain't never really party.
What the fuck that supposed to mean, faggot? Diddy, we on to you. And we know you got Pac merch. And I pop Biggie. All speculation.
Nah, ain't no speculation. Be a man, nigga. Shout your motherfucking shit out, my nigga.
Pearl Gang 300. Biggie got that nigga murk. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say.
Nah, we don't. What you trying to say, my nigga? You got a lot of listeners out there.
They got no fucking listeners.
What the fuck? Future's trash. And that nigga Biggie.
Oh, you're bugging, dude.
I'm not bugging.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, okay, Martin. Everybody want to be a revolutionary until revolutionary shit happens. And now look at them niggas. I gotta edit this shit. What are you searching? Exactly. Whoa.
Hey guys, what the fuck is up? It's Wasidity or Alex here, and this week's video, I'm gonna be talking to you guys about Future Hendrix. There's been a lot of conspiracies on the internet claiming that he's gay upon one thing that he said in his song, and we'll be going over that about what he said and why I'm not really sure if he's gay or not, or what he really does mean by that certain line. So just to clear things up, I'm not trying to say anything bad about gay people. I really don't have an opinion on anybody at all. I'm not trying to judge
anyone. This is some faggot on YouTube we found. He done his research for us. He
tries to portray himself as, besides what everybody already does know. So about a week ago, I was on Snapchat, and I'm following Aaron Dobson, the Cardinals wide receiver, and he posted this video.
We're gonna do...
Listen to this one about people. So when I first heard that, I mean, I didn't really listen to the song Coming Out Strong at all by Future.
That nigga said,
I don't really like The Weeknd that much. So
I only feel alive
before this, and that was the first time I heard Future say something like this. So what you basically heard was Future saying, the only time I feel alive is when I taste dick. And now you're probably already trying to defend him the same way that I was. No, hold on, he's probably trying to say it, or he's probably trying to say something else. He doesn't really mean that. That's not what Future was going for in the song. And that's until you go on to RapGenius.com, hoping to find a clear answer that could put an end to all of this, and you find nothing. There's literally a question mark on where the word dick should be. So now you start questioning it. Now, what is Future really trying to say? The only time I feel alive is when I taste it. Maybe he's talking about the stuff he drinks and the drugs, this and that. And just to make it simple for you guys, I'm pretty sure, you know, I've listened to it over and over, and I'm pretty sure that's what he was trying to go for, but not in the exact manner. Now, the reason why it is so inaudible and you can't really tell if he's saying dick or something else
100% it's because it was a freestyle.
Because he wanted it to be this way, just as simple as that. Yeah, so as right now, I'm going to be playing it a couple more times for you guys to completely hear it through, so you guys can actually make a complete judgment for yourself before I get into more detail on what he was actually trying to do. Now that you guys have heard what he's trying to say,
taste it.
Nah, fuck that.
The nigga's a homo.
You can't justify no homo shit. I don't give a fuck about no fucking gay community.
This nigga said I don't give a fuck about no gay community. He said, fuck who we offend. You feel me?
Pardon freedom of speech. Kush.
Pardon the cush.
Fucking language, nigga. Suck it.
According to Future, it's the only time you feel alive.
Yeah, man. Enough of that gay shit, man. What's the next topic, man? These niggas out here wild, man.
Damn. I mean, there ain't no next topic, nigga. It's 420. We kind of late. We should be uploading our episode now.
Alright, we done, man.
Alright, we gonna wrap this shit up.
Tomorrow, my nigga.
Tomorrow.
Took a little bit long rolling these blunts.
Right.